and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another 2 hours with yours truly, Robbie Noel, sitting in for John Stadtmuller on this Friday, my favorite day of the week. And yes, John Stadtmuller will be back in his usual seat come Monday. Needless to say, I've enjoyed the past 2 weeks sitting in for Mr. Stadtmuller. I appreciate all the emails I received, thank you, and somewhat humbled by it all, to be perfectly honest. I do have some bad news for these 2 hours. We were going to have Janie Allen joining us from Pennsylvania, and I got an email earlier this morning saying that she had picked up the flu bug, which I guess has been running rampant on the East Coast, and she is severely ill. And I just hope that if she is listening, that she gets better soon. As soon as she's up to it, we'll have her on the show. So that leaves me to fly solo for this Friday. And because it's Friday, we'll open the phone lines and you can say whatever you like. But we will deal with a couple of issues. Just simply because they are important, number one. They are very indicative of the situation we find ourselves in today. It is also going to be illustrative of why Republic Broadcasting Network is so important and how the contributions of John Stadtmuller and Jack Blood get mentioned in a prominent article that we will share with you. And it just helps. It's actually a positive thing all around, to be perfectly honest with you. It signifies that we are winning a battle, albeit slowly, but we are winning it. And that more and more people are starting to pay attention to what is actually going on. This is a good thing. This is a positive thing. Can also be a scary thing. But then again, what's life without a little excitement every now and again? I want to begin by one of the big events that happened over the last 2 weeks that we've spoken about, that there's no real outcry about. And it's going to segue into a whole bunch of other things, so you have to pay close attention. And we'll be back after this.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart.
Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Last week, H.R. 418 was passed by the House of Representatives, the Real ID Act, as it is called. And even though it still faces a challenge when it gets to the Senate, the fact that it was overwhelmingly supported by representatives of both sides of the aisle is extremely disturbing. When we look at the events of 9/11, anybody who questions the official versions has obviously been marginalized and criticized as being a member of the tinfoil brigade, by and large. This is part and parcel of the disinformation campaign. So one has to wonder whether or not it was an act of terrorism, whether or not it was an act of terrorism that certain officials within government knew about and did absolutely nothing to stop. But when we look at the hysterics of politicians to make us safer after the event, everything is on the table, and everything needs to be questioned. You see, H.R. 418 was sold as a way to combat illegal aliens getting driver's licenses. If you go out and you ask anybody about the Real ID Act, that's the answer they will give you. The Real ID Act forces states to follow federal guidelines in setting up its driver's licenses by essentially making all that state citizen exiles in their own land if the states don't go along. Starting 2 years from this bill's becoming law, if it does, there's a small hope, all state driver's licenses must have, in addition to the traditional name, date of birth, gender, digital photograph, a residential address, and a common machine-readable technology with defined minimum data requirements. The law also includes such safety features as a requirement, at risk of losing federal money, we might add, to create a machine-readable database of all this info to be shared amongst all states, the feds, and the Canadian and Mexican governments. And this was relayed to us by Representative Ron Paul. The law states very specifically the nature and the province of the documentation that the states must demand from citizens as a condition of driving on the freeways their taxes pay for. If the state IDs don't meet these requirements, they will no longer surface for federal identification purposes, you know, such as getting on an airplane. The Real ID Act, in effect, declares that we can't live in this country anymore without a federally specified biometric ID, even though there isn't any act of suicidal terror, I can imagine, that could be done if needed by someone with a perfectly legal passport or domestic ID. And even beyond the ID material, there's some nightmare procedural moves in the H.R. 418 on an unrelated topic, immigration control, the bill's major concern, that helps show exactly where this homeland security business is meant to lead. Conflicts have arisen between some environmental statutes and building new border barriers allegedly vital to homeland security. But H.R. 418 takes care of that. You see, in Section 102, which contains this delightful example of the rule of man, not the rule of law, it says, notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Secretary of the Homeland Security shall have the authority to waive and shall waive all laws such Secretary in such Secretary's sole discretion determines necessary to ensure expeditious construction of the barriers and roads under this section. There will be no judicial review. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, statutory or non-statutory, no court shall have jurisdiction, A, to hear any cause or claim arising from any action undertaken or any decision made by the Secretary of Homeland Security pursuant to paragraph 1, or B, to order compensatory, injunctive, equitable, or any other relief for damage alleged to arise from any such action or decision. The fact that any member of the U.S. Congress could vote for a law with such a provision, giving one, non-elected no less, official the power to override any existing law, exempt from any judicial oversight or relief in pursuit of his goals, ought to be enough to chill your blood and send us running for the border after our passports get biometrically chipped, of course. In a nation where federalism is meant to be a founding standard, not a bitter joke, the feds don't even order the states to give up on their former prerogative of running driver's license bureaus, because they don't have to. The feds are so thoroughly in charge in this abusive federal relationship that they know, as with issues like speed limits and drug laws, they are going to win no matter what the states, or God forbid, the citizens want. There was absolutely no need for this type of legislation. One has to wonder what is the real plan. You see, because today in Des Moines, Iowa, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled that illegal immigrants are not entitled to driver's licenses. Huh? Yes, illegal immigrants are not entitled to obtain driver's licenses in Iowa. This according to the state Supreme Court today. The court upheld a Polk County District Court judge's ruling. And we quote, "We conclude that the practice of denying driver's licenses to illegal aliens violates none of the statutory or constitutional provisions raised by the classes," the Supreme Court ruled. "The Iowa Department of Transportation requires applicants for a driver's license to show proof of identity and or a social security card." Kurt Daniels, lead attorney for a group of immigrants who filed a lawsuit against the state, argued on January the 13th before the Supreme Court that the policy violates their rights to equal protection under the U.S. Constitution. Mark Hanek, an assistant attorney general, said federal courts have concluded there's no constitutional right for illegals to have a driver's license. "We conclude the state's licensing scheme is rationally related to the legitimate state interest of not allowing its governmental machinery to be a facilitator for the concealment of illegal aliens. Lawmakers in 10 states have passed legislation permitting licenses for undocumented aliens, according to the National Conference of State Legislators." So the question is, if driver's licenses for illegal aliens is such a problem, then why don't you just simply let the states do it, as Iowa has just done? Why does it have to get passed at a federal level? Well, because it has nothing to do with illegal aliens getting driver's licenses, because the state and Iowa just proved that point. No, this is a case of Big Brother. Everyone has to have their papers. This piece of legislation is a direct result, obviously, of the intelligence bill that was signed by the president in December. And it is also the hysteria that was created after 9/11. So this brings up the questioning of 9/11. Whether or not it was real or Memorex. We know the events were real. But something strange is starting to happen in America. And it's quite amazing. Because, as I said earlier, many have thought that those who had alternative views to the events of 9/11 were marginalized and criticized as just being the lunatic fringe. But there's been a strange event taking place, and that is an alternative media has suddenly sprung up, and it's gaining momentum. And there's a whole new generation of people that are starting to ask questions. And we'll deal with that when we return.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, these last 3 years have been interesting because there are some of us who have the privilege of having a microphone in front of them and many more on the internet that have been questioning the official version of events. And needless to say, within the so-called patriot community, it has been very divisive. But things are changing. One of the guys on the internet, who doesn't have a talk show but has a website, John Kaminsky, an eloquent writer, is now talking about the second wave. New books, new groups are fueling the smoldering resurgence of 9/11 skeptics movement. And in large part, we can see the failing attempts by many in the media to try and discredit those who question the events of 9/11, the most recent being Popular Mechanics and the calling of the 9/11 straw man, a Hearst newspaper. No shock or surprise there. The arguments that try and debunk what it calls conspiracy theories fall far short. It is strange that nobody in the mainstream media is challenging Popular Mechanics. And there are groups across the country, both left and right, that are starting to get active. As a matter of fact, there's even an organization in Southern California somewhere that puts out what they call deception dollars and encourages people to put the deception dollars into copies of Popular Mechanics. But I want to share with you John Kaminsky's observations of where we are today. He says it came as a big surprise and a pleasant surprise to me. In a chance conversation with a complete stranger at the car wash, I screwed up my courage and dare to say it. You know, our government was behind 9/11. I held my breath. My eyebrows scrunched up in anticipation of some mind-wash backlash of pre-programmed patriotic outrage. The guy turned slowly and looked at me squarely in the eye. I know, he said, his furrowed brow mirroring all the painful pathos that has hogtied all the hearts in America these past 3 years. I breathed a big sigh of relief. And then I pushed the envelope. And you know, all those people dead in Iraq, thousands of Americans, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, all because of lies? The old guy tugged at his frayed plaid cap and wheezed. I know, he repeated, shuffling his feet, his body involuntarily twitching from the realization of his long-suppressed acknowledgement. As he left, I handed him a copy of my booklet, The Day America Died, and said, here's a basic overview of that terrible day. He took it, nodded stiffly, glanced around to see who might be watching, clambered into his clean car and went on his way. Over the past few weeks, the same thing has happened at the supermarket, in my yard, in the parking lot at the local Walmart. I dare to ask a question, and I'm shocked to discover totally contradicting what people hear on television. Let people know. People already know. Our government engineered 9/11 for its own perverse political purposes. In their hearts, many people already know it. I see it in my emails, of course, and I have for a long time. With 2,000 of my closest friends, they are the ones who are always asking, now that we know, what can we do? I have failed them miserably in my answers to that question. I've always responded philosophically. Stand securely in your own truth and be an example to others is about the best I can come up with. Try to spread the word. Or, revolution evolves one person at a time. Pretty lame and non-specific stuff, even if I have to say so myself. We will return.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Talking about an article called The Second Wave by John Kaminsky. And you thought you were alone. John continues. He says, I noticed my book orders were starting to spike. 10 books here, 20 there. Occasionally, 100 for a meeting that someone had scheduled. Then it began to dawn on me. People were handing them out, trying to convince others. A whole new group of people were turning on to the real 9/11 story. Finally, after years of brainwashed obedience to the clumsy media lies, the tragedy forced patriotism. The false statements of our leaders were finally being perceived. People finally were waking up. New converts to the 9/11 skeptics movement were beginning the long, painful journey to that horrific realization. Our leaders killed their own people merely for profit, and now they were killing thousands more every day all over the planet for the same evil purposes. People began calling me, telling me about their meetings. I don't dare believe it was a second wave, but the calls kept coming. The first thought I had was that the second wave shouldn't make the same mistake the first wave did. You see, the first wave failed. The perps so far have gotten away with their evil deeds. In fact, one of the so-called leaders of the first wave, Mike Rupert, has declared the 9/11 issue dead. Good. He's retired. We don't need him. He was the prime saboteur of the first wave, ruining the first big 9/11 forum in San Francisco. Excuse me, why? I don't have a cough button. The second wave should know that peak oil has nothing to do with 9/11. It's a disinformational distraction. Peak oil is a trend that may or may not be true. Most honest people think it's just another oil company ruse to jack up prices. But even if it is a serious social problem, it has nothing to do with 9/11, the crime of the century, about which most of the public has been told nothing but lies. Our leaders lied about what happened. They refused to hold an investigation. They destroyed evidence. They hid videotapes. They blamed Muslims, but didn't, to this day, produce a shred of evidence against them. They deceived their own air defenses with bogus drills designed to confuse everyone. They invented fantastic cell phone calls. They met with terrorists and let important witnesses slip out of the country. The list of their deceptive maneuvers is nearly endless. But there's one thing they couldn't hide, and that is the issue that the second wave, in my humble opinion, should focus on. Don't be distracted by the bells and whistles, by airplanes shooting missiles, or Islamicists in strip clubs. Don't get bogged down by what did or didn't hit the Pentagon, or trapped in endless arguments about slow-flying interceptors, gaps in the NORAD coverage, or where Flight 93 was shot down. There's one issue, and one issue only. It is the issue that will hang them. The time the towers took to fall. Jetliner striking buildings hundreds of feet in the air could not possibly have dropped those towers in 10 seconds. Think about it. 47 robust steel columns anchored in bedrock hundreds of feet below had to be demolished simultaneously at the instant of collapse in order for 9/11 to happen as it did. And that's exactly what happened. He goes on to talk about the structural makeup of the towers and how it all unfolded. But he continues about the second wave. Why is it occurring? Because people are realizing that 9/11 is the key to regaining our freedom, to taking our country back from the cynical psychopaths running the U.S. government who are implementing diverse and subversive programs of mass murder all over the world. 9/11 is the key. The American government is willing to kill anyone so the bankers get their way. My book demonstrates very clearly that our leaders are guilty of treason and mass murder, and that's what motivates the second wave. Now that the sadness has waned and the patriotic invective has begun to ring hollow in the wake of dead and sick soldiers being brought home from Iraq, more people are beginning to question the nightmare America has become. He goes on to talk about a couple of books that are out there, Waking Up from Our Nightmare, The 9/11 Crimes in New York City by Don Paul and Jeff Hoffman. And he segues into this. One thing I can tell you is that you should listen to what is probably the last remaining bastion of actual free speech in the United States. The crusading radio patriots on shortwave and internet broadcasts, principally Genesis Radio Network with Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones, and the Republic Broadcasting System with John Stadtmiller and Jack Blood. Yes, you sometimes have to put up with some crazies on these networks. I wonder who he's talking about. But if you pick up your shows carefully, there's a wealth of information to be gained. And for new people coming into the 9/11 skeptics movement for the first time, I would be remiss were I not to mention two particular individuals who serve as examples of exactly what is needed for this movement to succeed in its goal. The two courageous individuals are Jimmy Walter and Carl Schwartz. Walter is the heir to a construction fortune who has already spent $4 million on print ads trying to bring 9/11 hoax to the public's attention. He has also taken his lumps on mainstream TV trying to explain what he is doing. But he's still there fighting, looking for new ways to crack the public's cement mind. Carl Schwartz is the nanotech CEO and Christian Republican who has turned on the straw man bush with several initiatives to try to get the legal establishment in New York State to act on convincing evidence, including much that has not been produced elsewhere, that would send many of our leaders to prison for a long time. If we had a few more of these establishment types who were less concerned with their own bank accounts and more committed to the welfare of their country and the world we live in, we would be in great shape. We especially need people of means to buy the books and help support the people that are doing the heavy lifting. I thought I would share that with you, just simply because of the fact that what Republic Broadcasting has achieved in a relatively short space of time, as I've said before, is amazing. But now I understand why. Because there's a yearning for the truth. There's a yearning for information that is lacking from the so-called mainstream media. Now, having said my piece, it's your turn. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, and it's open lines from here on out. First up, and thanks for holding, John from Minnesota. Is John there? Must probably waited so long, everybody went home. After all, it is Friday. Do we have anybody there? Is Dave from Texas there? Is there anybody listening at the network? Maybe we've been cut off by you-know-who. Hi, who's this?
This is John. We made it, finally.
There you are, John. How you doing, brother?
Somebody took a snooze.
Yeah, well, yeah, they do that. But it's, well, Friday, it's Friday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Anyhow, you know, everyone knows a pilot.
Yeah.
Or knows someone who knows a pilot. So if they doubt what we say, just go ask a pilot. If you get off course in either elevation or azimuth from your course that you have registered with the FAA before you take off,
right,
what happens?
Well, there's a scramble of something, I know that.
Exactly, and that's the point. If you change your elevation a few hundred feet, you're going to have somebody on your ear immediately saying, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, and not in those words.
No. Anyhow, point being is, you know, anyone that doubts our word, just go talk to a pilot and ask him. He'll tell you. Any pilot can tell you that you do not deviate from your course. That's the way it is. Anyhow, look at the legislation that we've had passed thanks to 9/11.
Sure.
Look at it.
This whole H.R. 418 is not necessary. Iowa Supreme Court proved that today.
Pure foolishness.
Oh, sure.
Look, Robbie, if they were after terrorists, who are the terrorists? Well, we know who they are. But anyhow, the supposed terrorists. Anyone who is coming into this country as an illegal or as a foreigner. Okay? When you get a foreigner or an illegal, give them one of these IDs that mark exactly where they are all the time. I don't have any problem with that. But for the rest of us, wife. You wouldn't want to put the mark of the beast on us, would you?
Well, that's what they're going to do, brother.
That's exactly what it is.
But they've got
your DNA, they've got everything on there, and those records are open to every two-bit dictator in the world.
Oh, sure. They're going to share it with Canada and Mexico. And besides that fact, if you've had any, because your medical records are on there as well. And so if you've been prescribed any type of medication that deals with a mental illness, and that's, you can drive a bus through that one, well, that automatically, as Larry Pratt has pointed out on numerous occasions, if you produce that piece of ID to purchase a firearm, you will be denied.
Well, or say, for instance, you're very inconvenient to them. All they have to do is throw you in prison for a while, and you don't have your heart medication, for example. And we have a couple of examples of people that were denied their heart medicine.
Right.
And lo and behold, they died.
Yep.
What a nice way.
Yep. Amazing, but, isn't it?
Well, anyhow, that bill has to come out of the Senate committee.
Yep.
After it comes out of the Senate committee, your senators have to vote on it. Get on their backs. Then it has to go to committee, because any changes that were made in that bill then have to have a joint House Senate resolution, and they have to vote on that.
Yep.
We have a record. All you have to do is go to thomas.gov. And you can find out how your, quote, representative, end quote, voted on this.
I'll give you the correct address. It's thomas.loc.gov.
.gov. Thank you.
You miss the LOC, you get nothing.
Uh-huh.
Must probably end up at a porn site.
That could be. I did that on Ron Paul's daily or weekly message. I hit the 9 instead of the 8. Right to a porn site. Thank you.
You go to whitehouse.com as opposed to whitehouse.gov. And, whitehouse.com is a porn site.
Oh, beautiful.
Anyway,
aren't the devil's children clever?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I've gotten a little negative feedback on my, quote, bizarre attitude about my life.
Yes.
It's very simple. I've turned my life over to the Lord. It is His possession. It's His to do with as He desires.
Right.
If the devil's mutts want to come after me, and the Lord says, okay, I'm gone. But otherwise, they're in serious trouble.
Oh, sure. My philosophy is I'm just here to irritate them.
A couple of them have dropped dead, by the way.
Yeah. Interesting. Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate the call, my friend. We got Dave in Texas. Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Hey,
until recently, the last time I heard you was years ago on some other radio program.
Yeah, I was with American Freedom Network. I almost forgot the name of the station I was with for 10 years.
Well, you had mentioned that you were from Africa, and the communists took over there, and you were in some kind of a resistance against them, weren't you?
Well, I was from Rhodesia.
Mm-hmm.
Now called Zimbabwe.
Well, did it, was the communist takeover kind of sudden there, or did it stretch out over a period of time?
No, I mean, the South African takeover by the ANC, I mean, that was pretty much a 20-year operation, and the demise of South Africa was predicated on when the former South African government, in its quote-unquote fight against terrorism, did exactly the same thing that the U.S. is currently doing in its war on terrorism.
You see same similarities.
Oh, sure.
Same things going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, were you in any kind of resistance there?
Well, I was in opposition to the official government policies of the former South African government. I was a DJ as opposed to a talk show host.
Oh, I see.
But we were on the political front line, because there wasn't talk radio per se as we know it today.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to put out political messages via various rock and roll songs.
Mm-hmm.
That upset certain government officials because they said we were causing the blacks to rise up and give them a hard time. We used to play, before I left, Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, was just released. And there was one track on that entitled We Don't Need No Education.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, black schools were required to teach Afrikaans.
Mm-hmm.
And the Africans didn't want to learn Afrikaans, so they started boycotting the schools. And then, unfortunately, they started singing the song, We Don't Need No Education, We Don't Need No Thought Control. And that didn't go over too good with the with the government, so they banned the song, and then they went after DJs that were playing the song. And that's a long story.
Well, do you know Roy Masters? Or of him?
I don't know. We got a break coming up here, Dave. Hang on, we'll catch you on the other side.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Open Lines Friday, 1-800-313-9443. Dave, you still there?
Sir, I was asking about Roy Masters. He had a radio program on for years.
Oh, yeah.
Foundation of Human Understanding. He was from South Africa. apparently he came over here in 59. So, and
yeah, I've heard him many times. He's on a local station here.
Right. During the 2000 election, I was here. I was listening to him, and he was describing the same thing, essentially. He's usually not political, but he was seeing the same trend, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He left South Africa for some reason.
Well, when I left in 79, I mean, things were getting bad. They were...
They're real bad now.
They were introducing a national ID card, and I refused. Yeah, because, I mean, that's the whole war on terror, and how it... I mean, this was 5 years after the war on terror was declared. And ultimately what it did was it shut down any opposition to official government policy. So you couldn't speak out. In other words, we couldn't help ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't inform enough people just because of the fact that the people that could speak out were arrested as suspected terrorists.
I see.
And there the laws were quite simple. If they suspected you of being a terrorist, they had the right to lock you up for 90 days. No lawyer, no judge. Weren't even allowed to notify your family. So after a few people started disappearing, it had an effective way of shutting down any opposition. And the same thing, I'm seeing it here. I mean, that's the scary part about it. It's shutting down a lot of people. That's why the voices of Republic Broadcasting Network, and yes, Genesis, and many others that are speaking out, and those warriors on the internet who put up websites, you know, we may be able to avoid the similar tragedy that the former South African government went down. But it's not good.
Well... You know, I don't know. It'd be nice if you could relate what you went through over there to listeners here.
We will. I'll definitely do it.
You know, even the term political correctness, which they kicked off in the 60s, that's a communist term.
It comes from
Russia in the 20s.
Oh yeah, it's to shut down dissent. It's the same thing with anything. It's like the new hate crimes legislation, mm-hmm. or the global anti-Semitism bill,
mm-hmm.
which obviously will punish people for speaking ill of Israel, which is kind of bizarre,
right.
You know. But that's how you shut down dissent. I mean, it's part of the whole control system.
Well, you know. If you look at mainstream America, they blew Kennedy away, and that was the biggest sham I've ever seen. Now it's quite clear why he was blown away. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's very clear now. Anyway, it's nice talking to you.
Thanks, Dave. And maybe in the next hour, if we got time, because we've got a bunch of callers we'll get to after we get back from the short break. I may get into the South African thing if we got time. We'll be back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
featuring bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.